KQED. There's a new buzz among Asian Americans in the Bay Area over recent big city political victories. Oakland elected its first Asian American mayor, and some say San Francisco is poised to do the same. KQED's Mina Kim explores how a group once considered outsider has been playing on the inside.
Jean Kwan is beaming as she moves through this Chinese banquet hall, shaking hands with her supporters. Almost everyone here is gloating because Oakland has beaten San Francisco to the punch in electing Kwan as its first Asian American mayor. Kwan herself is pretty tickled.
It's sort of funny. I've been teasing my friends in San Francisco. San Francisco's always had a much larger Chinese American population, and I've been giving them a bad time. Okay, so we beat you on this one.
Kwan's victory has this crowd talking about an Asian American mayor of San Francisco as a done deal, and that's a first. Though Asian Americans, most of them Chinese American, make up a third of San Francisco's population, they've never mustered the voting power to put one of their own in the city's top office.
I remember going to meetings 7 years ago and arguing for candidates to come to Asian American events.
Jane Kim is a newly elected San Francisco supervisor.
And the response often being like, well, yeah, that's great, we want to do it, but, you know, Asians don't really vote, so right now we've got to really focus on people that are coming out to vote.
There are a number of reasons some Asian Americans have been reluctant to vote. For recent immigrants, there can be acculturation issues and language barriers. A century of policies restricting Asian immigration also made many feel unwelcome and wary of the political process. But David Lee says years of targeted and persistent voter outreach are paying off.
We're constantly registering people to vote, turning them out to vote, getting people involved, and we don't look at any one particular candidate as the answer to all the needs and concerns of the community.
Lee is head of the Chinese American Voter Education Committee. He says with Korean American Jane Kim's election, San Francisco will have a record 4 Asian American supervisors.
Our view is that we're running a marathon. This is a campaign that never ends.
Lee thinks there's never been a more opportune time for an Asian American to take the mayor's office in San Francisco. Chinese American David Chu is president of the Board of Supervisors and could be appointed mayor when Gavin Newsom leaves to become lieutenant governor. But Lee says that's not the only reason the city could see its first Asian American mayor.
I've never seen the community so interested in politics, interested in empowerment, in voter registration, in running for office than I've seen now.
So today I just filed my papers to establish a Leland Yee for Mayor 2010 Exploratory Committee.
Within weeks of State Senator Leland Yee announcing his bid for mayor, the city's assessor recorder, Phil Ting, also announced his candidacy.
I'm very proud of being a Chinese American elected official, but that's not the reason I'm running. I'm running because I think, you know, I have the best ideas and the best ability to be the mayor of San Francisco.
Ting says with ranked choice voting, where voters can rank 3 candidates, more than one Asian American on the mayoral ticket won't split votes. Oakland's mayor-elect Jean Kwan used ranked choice voting to her advantage in other ways. Kwan and fellow candidate Rebecca Kaplan coalesced their voter support, which led to a come-from-way-behind victory over frontrunner Don Parada, the former state senator.
She is really an example of the kind of factors I think are contributing to this bigger picture, which is the maturation, the political maturation of the candidates.
James Lai teaches political science at Santa Clara University. He says Kwan didn't win with the Asian vote. Her support was multiracial. Lai says non-Asian voters are also starting to see Asian Americans as capable of representing them.
Part of the Asian American experience is being kind of seen as outsiders who are not American. But we're seeing clearly in the Bay Area that Asian Americans are part of that multiracial kaleidoscopic face. And I think that bodes well politically for Asian American candidates.
Lai says what's happening in the Bay Area is a blueprint for other places with large Asian populations, like Los Angeles and Orange County. But he says Asian American candidates need to be cautious as they move closer to achieving proportional political representation.
Because, you know, as you can imagine, outgoing majorities don't want to give up power too quickly. And there's going to be resistance in the voter booth.
Lai says he's noted backlash in some Silicon Valley suburbs with booming Asian populations. Take Cupertino, where several years ago there was resistance to naming a community center after an Asian American donor. But back at Jean Kwan's celebration in Oakland, Asian Americans aren't worrying about moving too far, too fast. Greg Chan is head of Alameda County's Asian Pacific American Democratic Caucus. He says Kwan's mayoral victory is a sign that the community is shedding its foreigner stereotype.
You are part of the fabric. You become more and more part of the fabric. And perhaps this is that time.
Chan says Asian Americans may have finally arrived. I'm Mina Kim, KQED News.
And I'm Stephanie Martin. More news online at kqednews.org.